Farm Bureau analyzes the Woldus Rule. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. The American Farm Bureau's just finished analysis of the EPA's finalized waters of the U.S., or Woldus Rule, and it shows the final rule is more detrimental to agriculture than the EPA's original proposal. Michael Clements has more.
Farm Bureau calls the rule extreme and unlawful. President Bob Stallman says the final rule will allow EPA and the Corps of Engineers to remotely discover tributaries without even stepping foot on the farm.
Now, what that means for landowners like myself is land that does not appear to the naked eye to have a bed, bank, and ordinary high water mark could be determined by someone in an office hundreds or thousands of miles away to be a federally regulated water of the U.S.
Those tributaries would be automatically regulated once the rule goes into effect. Historical tributaries are also covered under the rule. AFBF's General Counsel Ellen Steen stresses enforcement is coming 60 days after the rule is published in the Federal Register.
It's coming to the countryside, and when it hits, life is going to change significantly for a lot of farmers and ranchers. And if they don't like the sound of it, we want them to contact their senators and representatives in Congress and help us stop this.
Stallman says now is the time for the Senate to step up.
We all want clean water, but such a worthy goal is worth doing right. The Senate needs to pass S 1140, the Federal Water Quality Protection Act, to force EPA and the Corps to engage in real dialogue with those who will be regulated by the rule and start over.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Now, the waters of the U.S. rule has had fierce opposition from farmers and ranchers in dozens of states, including Tennessee, and countless municipalities that oppose the measure since it would federalize regulation already handled at the local level. The House of Representatives have already voted to prohibit the EPA from enacting the rule, and a similar bill is moving through the Senate and could come to a floor vote within weeks. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.